can't believe I'm about to do this. I'm about to share with you my most embarrassing moment as a podcaster. I know. I am cringing internally at the moment, but I do know that listening to this and learning from my mistakes is going to help you so much. So if you want to learn what not to do when starting a podcast, don't go anywhere because that is all coming up next. Welcome to Insider Secrets to a Top 100 Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Elmer. Let's make your business binge-worthy. I don't know if I ever told you the story of how I came to launch my podcast. It was one of those ideas that just kind of sat on the back burner for like a couple of years that I kept thinking about, and it kept coming back up. I'm like, oh, maybe I could have a podcast. Maybe I have a podcast. But I was focused on so many other things in my business. I was like, well, I need sales and I need to do a launch and I need to run ads and I need to do all these other things. I need to grow my audience. I need to post content. And it was like the thing that I just could never get to. And so it perpetually remained on the proverbial back burner. So I went to this business conference. And I had won some special award at this conference. So I was like sitting down in the front of this whole conference of like 600 plus people. And people kept coming up to me in the front being like, oh my gosh, you're the winner of that thing. And I'm like, yes, hi. And so they just wanted to meet me and like talk to me. And I remember this person that came up, and it was this guy, and he was super nice. And he was like, hey, have you ever thought about doing a podcast? And I was like, actually, as a matter of fact, yeah, it's the thing I've been thinking about for the past 4 years, but I didn't tell him that. And I was like, yes, I have been thinking about it. I would like to launch it next year. And he's like, cool. I think you'd be great at it. I can give you some tips. If you want to just connect over Zoom or something afterwards, I'll share with you what I did when I launched my podcast, and you, whatever you take away from it, take away. And I'm like, yes. Okay. Sign me up. When can we meet? You know, and this guy, I looked him up. He was a super successful podcaster. And I remember we got on Zoom. We met for about an hour. We just kind of talked about his podcasting experience and what his podcast has done for his business. He gave me a couple of pointers. I took lots of notes, and I left that call thinking, oh my gosh, this is so easy. This is not that hard as I was making it out to be. I have totally got this. And you can't see me, but I'm making a face and I'm nodding my head right now because that was the moment. I didn't know it at the time, but that thought was about as dumb a thought as I could have ever had. And here's why. I don't know if you've ever heard about the Dunning-Kruger effect. But Dunning and Kruger were two researchers, and they really explored like what happens when we set out to do something new. Because how many times have you ever set out to do something new and you think, I've got this? And then somewhere along the way, you realize, no, I don't got this. This is terrible. I'm terrible. I'm never going to be successful. This is a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. And we get really down on ourselves. And then one of two things happens. We either quit, or we keep going and we grow through that difficulty and that challenge, and we come out on the other end smarter, stronger, more enlightened, more successful, and more of an expert. And there's actually a visual of this process that I will link in the show notes for you. Because when we start doing something new, that is when we have the highest level of confidence and the lowest level of competence. Think about when you started your online business for the first time. I bet you thought that this is not as hard as you now realize it actually is. And if you're nodding your head with me, yeah, I had a harsh wake-up call too. And at that very tip, when we're starting something new and our confidence is high, our competence might be low, but our confidence is high, Dunning and Kruger call that the peak of Mount Stupid. And then very quickly, when we get into the process, we fall into what they call the Valley of Despair. And we realize, okay, yeah, this is rough. This is tough. I didn't think it was going to be as hard as it is. And then we wind up making a choice in that moment. We either stick it out and we keep going and we grow through it, or we quit. We give up and we change course. And so there I was at the peak of Mount Stupid, not realizing it, of course. And here I am thinking to myself, well, how hard could it be? I mean, I Googled this. All it takes is a quality mic and someone with a lot to say about a topic and an editor behind the scenes making me sound smarter than I actually am. And this thing is going to grow my business in no time. Yeah, fast forward 4 months later. So I just released my 16th episode and I'm like crying over my keyboard. I felt like a failure because yeah, I had launched that show with great success. We had over 65 five-star reviews come in within the first week. We got nearly 1,000 downloads, which is 10 times what most people get in a month. And no sooner had I brushed all the dust off my shoulder that I face-planted. Pretty hard. And I had been refreshing my analytics dashboard thinking, okay, any day now, the show's going to grow. Any day now, people are going to be knocking at my virtual door saying, hey, can I work with you? And at that time in my business, I was already 3 whole years into business with an 18-month-old at home, full-time, still struggling to hit 6 figures. And actually, I've never told anyone this before. Well, I mean, Alan, my husband, obviously knew this. My mom, you know, she probably figured it out too, now that I'm thinking about it, because I kept asking her to babysit so much. And I guess since it's honesty hour, my accountant knew too. But between you and me, starting my podcast was my last-ditch effort to grow my audience and to make some money. I was desperate. And I thought, well, if I wanted more sales, then I needed a bigger audience. And that right there was my second most embarrassing moment as a podcaster. It really was. It was that thought. I know you're probably over here like, oh my gosh, how naive could one girl be? But it was true. I thought the secret to more sales was a bigger audience. Never once did I stop to question why my current audience wasn't buying. Or even think about how, well, if the audience I had wasn't buying, what on earth made me think a bigger one would? I just thought bigger the audience, bigger the bank account. I mean, as far as I could tell from the big 8-figure entrepreneurs I followed, that was pretty logical. But wrong, as it painfully turned out. So yeah, my most embarrassing moment as a podcaster was when I let my ego run the show. Literally. Thinking that starting a podcast was going to be this easy peasy, like time in, cash out kind of process. But there I was, 16 episodes, 3,253 downloads, and 0 sales later. And I started thinking, gosh, did I make a mistake? Is this just going to turn out to be another shiny object? I mean, I'd done all the right things. I had personally messaged over 100 people, letting them know about my podcast launch. I spent over 2 hours perfecting every episode script because, yes, way back then, I scripted every word of every episode. And I published those episodes every single week without fail. I had spent the most that I possibly could afford on a mic at the time. And I had even managed to land some pretty big name guests. And yet all I had to show for it was like this big red notice from my bank. Hello, your account is in danger of being overdrawn. You better do something or we're going to come knocking. And I came this close to quitting. Honestly, I don't know what stopped me. But looking back, I'm really glad I had this experience. I know it sounds crazy. You know, no one wants to go through that experience and then actually realize, hey, there I was sitting pretty on the peak of Mount Stupid, like, whoop-de-doo. No, of course, none of us want to realize that. It is a blow to the ego. But had I not had this experience, I would have never learned that a fancy mic is not the thing that's going to make you a successful podcaster. It won't. The mic actually has absolutely nothing to do with it. Because when it comes to having a top podcast that can attract and convert new listeners and clients for you on repeat, I found out very quickly, it's not about the quality of your mic. It's about knowing what problems you solve for people with your podcast. And it's not even about the quality of your content. Yes, content is important. Yes, we want to be educated when we listen to podcasts. That's why listeners listen. They want to learn. But what it's really about is knowing how to communicate in a way that makes people want to listen, that keeps them listening. And look, I know every expert will tell you, oh, it's all about consistency. Just stay consistent. Just put an episode every week. Increase how many episodes you put out every week. Don't give up. Don't quit. But it's not about that. It's not about how many episodes you release every week. It's about knowing how to make people want to come back for more. How to create desire and demand for whatever it is that you offer. To get them to want to take the next step to work with you. But if you want to do that with your podcast or your podcast to be, let's say you're thinking about launching one, or let's say you have one right now that's just not giving you the results that you hoped it would be giving you by now, it's going to require you to think differently about your podcast and even about podcasting as a marketing strategy in general. And it's definitely going to require you to recognize your ego and to let it go and to actually realize, hey, you know what? I've got a lot to learn here, and I am capable of learning it. That's the key difference. And I have a feeling that if you're listening to my voice right now, then you're someone who's open-minded. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this show, because unlike other podcasts that are focused on tech and logistics and all the things that everyone else says you need to have a successful podcast that you and I both know is not true, you know that here on this show and in my world, we focus on the invisible elements, that you need, the hidden elements that every top 100 show has, but that no one else is talking about, so that you can actually succeed with your show. Because when I was down in the depths of that valley of despair, or that pit of despair, as Dunning and Kruger call it, I had a choice. I could have stopped. I could have just quiet quit my podcast. And when people said, hey, you're not podcasting anymore, I could have said, yeah, you know, it's too time consuming. I couldn't keep up with it. It wasn't for me. When really I was just crying inside, embarrassed and ashamed that I didn't have what it takes. Or I could have decided, you know what? Yeah, I have a lot to learn, but I'm capable of learning it. I can learn what I need to learn to actually succeed with this thing. And honestly, I don't know what made me not quit. Because there was a moment where I just wanted to throw this mic in the garbage and forget that I had even started this podcast. But that's been one of the biggest lessons that this whole experience has taught me. Is that in that moment, when we're in the pit of despair, not only do we have a choice, but we get to make the choice. And sometimes it's not a matter of playing the game as we think it needs to be played. Sometimes it's about changing the game altogether. Changing your game. Changing how you approach the game. And that's exactly what this show is dedicated to helping you do. So if you haven't already hit the follow button, then do that now. And if you want me to share more stories from Courtney's own personal diary of her missteps as a podcast host, then scroll down and leave me a positive review and let me know. And then don't go anywhere, because in the next episode, we're going to be talking about how to get more listener engagement from your podcast. Because if you have a podcast, then you and I both know that podcast listeners can tend to be pretty passive. And that can get kind of frustrating in your journey as a podcast host. But if you want to get your listeners taking more action, then head on over to the next episode with me so that we can make your business binge-worthy. As you might have heard me mention inside this episode, if you want to join me for our next live workshop, where I'm going to show you how to avoid the biggest mistakes that cause most podcasts to fail within the first 12 months and literally walk you through the exact framework that we teach our students to launch their shows in the top 100 and convert more of their listeners to clients, just go to theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop. That's theeffortlesslife.co/podcast workshop.